to tell you.
God's been good to me.
I came to tell you.
God's been good to me.
I came to tell you.
God's been good to me.
You know.
Yes. set free. There's been a revival in my heart. Give me. Just don't go the place I used to go. There's been a revival in my heart since you gave me a brand new start. What a wonderful change has come over me. What a wonderful change. My soul has made me whole. What a wonderful change has come over me. I just don't do the things I used to do. I just don't go the place I used to go. There's been a revival in my soul since the Lord has made me whole. What a change.
No other gods. come, we love your name, and how we love your name, Jesus, beautiful one, we love your name, and how we love your name, Jesus, beautiful one, we love your name.
Oh, I know you love his name, huh? Glory to God. I love his name as well. God bless you and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, as always, giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you far and near so much for catching the wave. You can lock in right here Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website, NFIRadio.com, or you can listen with your mobile phone. Simply go to NFI Radio Gospel Network, also on Facebook, and with your mobile phone, dial 347-215-8049. It's always our pleasure to play some of the very best gospel music around the world, the old, the new quartet, and contemporary gospel music, as well as contemporary Christian music. All of it's right here on this network, and the Word of God with these awesome men and women of God that come forth each week on this broadcast. All right, well, look, we are so grateful to bring to you the music right here from Studios 1 and 2 in Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. God bless you. Now, let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music. I'm excited about what God's about to do. What about you?
There is a name I love to hear. Love.
Everybody! believe somebody in here really does love him. Let me hear everybody that love him shout, glory!
Glory!
Yeah, yeah. Feel mighty good in here, y'all.
Lord, I'm in your presence again, thanking you, Lord, for blessing after blessing after blessing.
After blessing, Lord, just keep.
You owe him praise.
26 minutes after the hour, what a time we've had thus far giving God praise. And if you haven't had time to praise God, give him praise right now. Go ahead and just wave your hand and say, God, I just thank you, God, for your love and your kindness. I thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. I thank you, God, for your son, Jesus Christ, because he is truly worthy to be praised. Let's continue now with more great gospel music. Let's go to Raleigh, North Carolina, with this young lady that many of you know. She's been singing for years. I'm speaking of Frederica Faison and the Christian Angels. You're catching the wave here live from Studios 1 and 2, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. God bless you.
Looking back over my life, so many heartaches, pain, and strife. There were days I thought I couldn't make it, but I realized with you, Jesus, I could take it. Lost my job, my car, and my home, but Jesus, you didn't leave me alone. Even though I could see you, Jesus, I could feel you, because I knew you were there. Didn't have money to pay all my bills. Couldn't even tell nobody. Oh, because I was so ashamed. You dried every one of my tears. Took away all my
God Almighty,
when I look on the TV and I see a star.
Right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
All right, thank you guys. Certainly appreciate that. Look, we've got more music right here. Coming your way all the way up to 8 o'clock today. Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. Let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I believe I feel this thing. Somebody said it must be the Holy Spirit.
Even in the midst of battle, I'll be alright. Yeah, yeah, alright, yeah. Even when I'm feeling in it, maybe pressing me down. Yeah, yeah, alright, yeah. Even if I toss and turn, I'ma sleep tight. Yeah, yeah, alright, yeah. Because I know the greater one is in my life. And I turn it over, cause your love keeps me strong. Mama always told me fresh about vibes.
Yeah,
yeah. Don't try to hold the pain in, baby, you get wild.
Yeah, yeah, alright.
Even in my darkest night, I'ma sleep tight.
Yeah, alright.
Yeah, because I know the greater one is in my life.
And I turn it over, cause your love keeps me strong. I can't do this on my own.
I'm ready.
keep it straight. It hurts to let go, but it hurts more to stay. I'm moving on. I'm moving on. Hey, I'm moving on. Hey, 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 hey. I know my rear view can't compare.
Bye. when the going gets tough. It won't last, trouble won't last away as you've been through too much. Honey, you can't give up. Cause when the going gets tough, it won't last.
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
Gotta be strong.
Something we can't change.
Tell me
when we gonna wake up.
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
You gotta be strong. Counterfeit philosophy have polluted all of our thoughts. Life has got us by the throat. Conditions got us tied in knots. Yeah. Got men who just can't hold their peace. Women can't control their tongue. The rich oppress the poor, and the old oppress the young. Tell me
when we gonna wake up.
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
Gotta be strong. Churches, pornography in the school. You got gangsters in power and lawbreakers making rules. Spiritual advisors to guide your every move. We can't even walk except our steps have been approved. Just what God required. Do you think he's just an errand boy to satisfy your desire? Tell me
when we gonna wake up.
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
Tell me
strong.
Something
we can't change.
Can't take nothing with you, but it's worthless to be so. They tell me time is money, but what about your soul? There's a man on the cross, and he's been crucified. Do you have any idea why he died? Tell me
when we gonna wake up.
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
Yeah. I wanna say it again.
When we gonna wake up?
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
Gotta be strong.
Something we can't change.
One more time, yeah.
12 minutes before the top of the hour. Going back down memory lane, and that's the late great, I call him the Iceman, the late great Mr. Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs out of Tupelo, Mississippi. And, you know, he said the things that we are around, something need to change. He's talking about a change, right, huh? And, you know, we've been talking about a change for years, but it still seemed like instead of moving forward, we go forward just an inch, then we end up going back an inch. It's never going forward totally. It's back and forth. So that means that there is a war going on between good and evil. And you know the enemy, the devil himself, do not like to see things going forward. He don't like to see the Lord blessing you in so many ways. He don't like to see your family happy and knitted and joined together in unity. He don't like to see people receiving blessings after blessings. That's not his job. His job is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But one great thing that we can always be so grateful in honoring the Lord Jesus Christ, that he came that we may have life that more and abundantly. And that's why you have to focus yourself and stay in focus and understanding how important and valuable God's word is. His word is like a two-edged sword. It cuts in as well as coming out. And when you bring forth the word of God, the devil is going to always try to stop and hinder you from receiving God's word. And it's just that simple. And it's been like that ever since from Genesis. And it's going all the way into Revelation. And we are in these last days. These are perilous times where you're seeing men against men. You're seeing fathers and sons against fathers. You're seeing daughters against mothers. And all of these things that are happening, you're seeing and is being revealed in this day and time. So not only we need to pray, we need to do more and pray. We need to have some action to come behind it, because we can pray all day, but if you don't have the faith to put something in it, then you don't expect to get nothing out of it. God bless you. You're catching the wave live right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. God bless you.
Brought me from misery, and I can't. forget it.
I can't forget.
When it saved
me, I can't forget.
That's my testimony.
I can't forget it.
I
don't have
amnesia.
Not only that, when it hung on the cross,
I can't forget.
On Mount Calvary,
I can't forget.
You know.
Mama floor. She grabbed them all and on us one by one. I heard her praying through the prayer begun. Mama would dance while clapping her hands, knowing that the victory is won. That's why I sing. Devil don't like it, cause he's
not like that.
Devil don't like it, cause he's
not like that.
Devil don't like it, no.
Like that.
Hey, what?
Like that.
What?
Thank you. else.
Lord, you just keep saying, thank you, God. Blessing after blessing. Oh, Lord, you just keep saying, blessing after blessing. Lord, just keep sending blessing after blessing.
Come on, Miles.
Blessing after blessing.
Owe him praise.
16 minutes after the hour. What a wonderful selection there. And we had a request to play that again, so we did that just for you. Once again, want to thank you so much for catching the wave, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and always excited to bring to you the very best in gospel music. Look, want to remind those of you to catch our NFI television gospel broadcast every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time out of DeKalb, Georgia. That's right. We're on out of DeKalb, Georgia, channel 25 every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. And for those of you who will say, well, I can't get that. Yes, you can get it. You can get it. We can also allow you to live stream us. So you can live stream us. Simply go to DEKALB25.com. Again, that's live stream, DEKALB25.com, and you can live stream us right there every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m., 5 o'clock p.m., for the very best in quartet music and contemporary gospel music. You can watch it right there out of Georgia every Saturday. That's right. It's the top 10 gospel video countdown of the month, and we feature quartet as well as contemporary gospel video. So if you love quartet music and you love contemporary gospel music, then you want to tune in and watch the top 10 video countdown of the month. That's every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m., 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, live screamers, DEKALB25.com. I'll be right there hosting the program. All right, let's get back with more great gospel music. Somebody said, well, look, are we approaching the bottom of the hour? That's close to it. It's 20 minutes after the hour. God bless you. Again, thank you so much for catching the wave.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's the B.O.B. Bounce. And it's about to get real.
Let's go.
It's about to get real.
You
Listen up, you got a blessing on the way. Turn it out to the right, clap, clap, step up and watch God. Step back and watch God. Turn it out to the left, clap, clap. It's a new direction with a brand new weapon. Just look at me. Just look at me. Just look at me. Don't hate, pick it up with God. He did it. Just look at me. Don't hate, pick it up, but God, he did it. Just look at me. Just look at me. Just look at me. Don't hate, pick it up, but God, he did it. Just look at me. Just look at me. Just look at me. Humble is the way. Stay low. The lower you get, the more God's gonna bless you. The lower you get, the more God's gonna bless you. The lower you get, the more God's gonna bless you.
Praises go up,
the blessings come back down. The lower you get, the more God's gonna bless you. The lower you get, the more God's gonna bless you. The lower you get, the more God's gonna bless you. Step, 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 step up. Facts stand still, matter of fact. Everywhere you look, you got a blessing on the way. Step up. Facts stand still, matter of fact. Everywhere you look, you got a blessing on the way. Turn it out to the right, clap, clap, step up and watch God. Step back and watch God. Turn it out to the left, clap, clap. It's a new direction with a brand new blessing.
Up, back, stand still, matter of fact. Everywhere you look, you got a blessing on the way. Up, back, stand still, matter of fact. Everywhere you look, you got a blessing on the way. Turn it out to the right, clap, clap, step up and watch God. Step back and watch God. Turn it out to the left,
and I don't wanna die.
here tonight to tell you a change gonna come, y'all. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Listen to me. There's been times I go to my brother.
I go to my brother.
Request Hotline 2024. Heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at that 563-994-3020. There are men and women of God that are standing by to pray with you. And now, let's join this podcast. powerful man of God that's coming forth to bring forth prayer on this wonderful day as God continually bless each and every one of us. And now, let's go live to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline.
Reuben Skinner from South Jamaica, New York, right now residing in Raleigh, North Carolina. It is truly an honor and a privilege to be with you this morning. I only got the invitation this morning at 3 a.m. So I want to give a shout out to Pastor Kearney of NFI Radio, one of my personal friends that I've known over the years. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Yes, 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 this is the prayer time. This is a powerful time of prayer. This is the time to get your request heard. This is the time to make your request known. As Pastor Kearney said, there are many powerful women of God, men of God, that standing by to receive your prayer. If there be any among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church. If there be any afflicted, let him pray. And let the elders anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Well, guess what? I'm going to share something with you. Oh, God. Listen, the fire is hot. I said the fire is hot. The prayer is fervent. The prayer is fervent and the fire is hot. The effectual, the fervent prayer. I said the fire is hot. The fire is hot. Listen, let me tell you what God told me. God said prayer is life. L-I-F-E. Prayer is life. Prayer is living. I know there are those of you that, you know, you want prayer when there are circumstances and situations that arise when you're being governed by torment or you're being governed by pain or you're being governed by disappointment. You're being, oh my God, somebody done walked out on you. You have needs that you got to have met. So it's a time of prayer for you. But God said prayer is life. God said prayer is consistent. Jesus said, and I must go away. Jesus said, if I go away, the comforter will come. Jesus said, I will not leave you orphans. I will not leave you without help. I will not leave you without a comforter. I will not leave you without the paracletus. I will not leave you without that person of the Trinity that's called alongside for help. So the prayer line is hot. The fire is hot. The presence is hot. The anointing is hot. So come on and get some prayer requests in. You know why? Because the effectual and the fervent prayer of those that lock up, that shut in, those that walk with God, they that keep the fire hot, they that keep it roasted, they that keep it alive, those that are in constant relationship with God. This is the time to get your prayer heard. Hando robo sha, nika, rando robo kito robo sato boke. This is the time to get your shout out. This is the time to get your breakthrough. This is the time to get your breakthrough if you got a stronghold. This is the time to get the stronghold broken if you got mental anguish. Listen, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes we're healed. This is it. This is time. 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 Get that prayer through. Listen, he was wounded for your transgression. He was wounded for everything, for your past, for your present. He was wounded. He was afflicted. He was afflicted. Everything was put on him. And if you're born again, if you're born, listen, I got something to tell you. Even if you're not born again, this is the time for you to get born again. If you're not born again, this is the time for you to get your prayer heard. This is a time of agreement. This is a time for us to touch and pray. This is a time to get on that accord to get your prayer heard. Whatsoever thing, this is what Jesus said in Matthew 18:18. Whatsoever thing you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thing you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. The effectual one, the fervent prayer of the righteous man avails much. Well, here we are, standing in agreement. God said, I'm looking for a man. I'm looking for a man that can stand in the gap. I'm looking for a man. Command ye me. Stir me. That's what God said. Stir me. Command ye me. God is saying, shake the tree. Shake the tree. Shake the tree. Shake the tree because the blessings are falling. Shake the tree because deliverance is here. Shake the tree because healing is here. Shake the tree because miracles is here. Shake the tree. This is a time to get your request on it, to get your request heard. The Bible says that as incense, our prayers send up before God's throne as a sweet smelling savor. Your prayers are being heard this morning. Listen, it's time for you to call the prayer line. That's 563-999-3020. That's NFI Radio. And that's Pastor Kearney, who is your host, that loves you the most, better known and called the Anointed One. Well, this is another Anointed One. This is Apostle Reuben Skinner from Jamaica, New York. Come on, get off that roller coaster. I see you on a roller coaster ride. You're going up and you're going down and you're turning around and you're being flip-flopped and flip. You're being turned everywhere there is to be turned. I see somebody drowning. I see you drowning. Listen, the Bible says, listen. Jump in the water. Jump in the water. Jump in the water because the water is hot. The Spirit is here. The Holy Ghost, he's anointing us to break through and get that prayer through. I live in the presence of God. I said I live in the presence of God. I'm in his presence continuously. I turn over at sleep in my night, at night upon my bed, and I'm talking to the Lord. I get up to go to the bathroom. I'm talking to the Lord. When I'm making breakfast, I'm talking to the Lord. I don't care what I'm doing. When I walk down the street, I'm talking to the Lord. When I'm in a Uber, when I'm in a Lyft, I'm talking to the Lord. When I'm on the bus on public transportation, I'm talking to the Lord. Hando robo sha, nika rando robo kato robo ki. What give me the right to pray? What give me the right to pray? What give me the right to pray? Let me tell you something right here. James says, if there be any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any among you? This is James 5:13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing song. Why is this thing afflicted? Let me share something with you. An affliction is a messenger. An affliction is to get your attention. And once the affliction got your attention, you can turn it around. I say, once the affliction got your attention, you can turn it around. You don't have to keep in that bad place, stay in that bad place of depression, in that bad place of oppression, in that bad place where God won't hear you. Turn it around. Is any among you afflicted? Give God your attention. Say, yeah, Lord, here am I. Lord, you've been trying to talk to me. Lord, you've been trying to communicate with me. Lord, you've been talking so gentle. And now, Lord, there's violence in my life. Lord, there's violent waves. You know what Jesus said? He told the waves to be still. Listen, 3 Mondays ago, and this is a true story, you got to listen to the apostles. 3 Mondays ago, it was raining. The rain was coming down. The rain was falling. And it was about 4:30 in the morning. And I was between buses. And I had to wait 40 minutes for my bus. And I said, Lord, I can't get wet. I got to work today. The last time I got wet, my clothes got wet. My boots got wet. I was wet the whole day. I got home. I got sick. My feet got afflicted. I said, Lord, you got to stop the rain. And the Holy Spirit interrupted me. in the Holy Spirit that Jesus said, peace, be still. He says, reach your hand toward the ring. I reached my hand toward the ring. He says, say, peace, be still. I said, peace, be still. And I mean immediately. Immediately the ring stopped. And it began to dry up right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I was over there by Rick Hospital. True story. Let me tell you something. The effectual and the fervent prayer. The effectual and the fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. You got people standing in the gap. You got people standing in the gap waiting to hear your prayer. You got people that's concerned. The Bible said, and Jesus had compassion on the multitude. Jesus had compassion on the multitude. You know, the psychologist said you got to have empathy. You got to have compassion. Jesus said you got to have love. So we have love for you. Waiting on you this morning. Yes, we are. We on the radio, 563-999-3020. And that's NFI Radio. And you're listening to Apostle Reuben Skinner. And the host of the program is Pastor Kearney, the Anointed One. Yes, sir. Listen, let me share you something about prayer. I've had three massive heart attacks in my life. I had two massive heart attacks last year. The second heart attack lasted 5 days. For 5 days, from December the 1st to December the 5th, I rode that heart attack. I rode it. I wouldn't even go to the hospital. By the time I got to the hospital, the doctor said, 2 more hours, you'll be dead. I said, 2 more hours? You mean I could have waited 2 more hours and I would have been with Jesus? He said, look here, man, we got to call a priest or we got to call somebody of your faith. He said, because you might not make it. I said, well, I tell you what, if it's that serious, since y'all the last one that's going to hear my testimony, I got to tell you about Jesus. I told him about Jesus. The next thing I was waking up, and my boss, two of my bosses had their arms wrapped around me crying and calling my name. They said, Reuben, Reuben. And I woke up from the anesthesia. I said, what's wrong? They said, you had a massive heart attack. I said, I know that. I said, where am I? They said, you're in a hospital. I said, no, no, no. I'm supposed to be with Jesus. Let me tell you something, the effectual and the fervent prayer. The effectual and the fervent prayer. Three massive heart attacks. 8 major strokes. Cancer 3 times and didn't go up under the doctor's knife. Didn't get medicated. I tell you, God is good. Why? Because the effectual and the fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. So if you need prayer, if cancer is knocking at the door, if sugar is knocking at the door, if lupus is on you, yes, sir, if these things are on you, I don't care what it is, God, somebody said, to the utmost, Jesus saved. Jesus can break and destroy every yoke. I said, Jesus can break and destroy every yoke. You know, the God I serve is a right now God. The God I serve is a living God. The God I serve, I said, the God that I serve, ooh, the God I serve. Listen, Jesus is alive and well. I said, Jesus is alive and well. Do you know him? I said, do you know him? Let me share something with you. I got to share this with you because the Lord gave this to me. It's Hosea chapter 6, verse 1, 2, and 3. Come and let us return unto the Lord. For he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up. And we shall live in his sight. Now watch this. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning. And he shall come unto us. I said, he shall come unto us. Oh, my God. Look at that. And he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter rain, and as the former rain. The Bible says that he hath torn. He hath torn. And he will bind us up. He has smitten, and he will heal. After 2 days, he's going to revive us. And on the third day, he's going to raise you up. Listen, we shall live in his sight. Isn't that something to live in the sight of God? Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning. Listen, his going forth, he's going to be active in our life. Just as that sun comes up every day Every 24 hours that sun comes up, it's a new day. He said every day his presence is going to be made known. Every day he's going to give you a visitation. Yes, he is. And if you follow on, he's going to restore. He's going to visit you with the latter rain and the former rain. Oh, he's going to put all the rains together and bless you. The Bible says in the book of Malachi, unto you that know my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. I said, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. You got two wings. You got one wing representing the natural, and you got the second wing representing the spiritual. I tell you something, put both of them wings together and you can get the job done. The effectual and the fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. I don't care what the need is. I say, God, he's not standing by. He always been by. God have always given you access. Listen, when Jesus was on the cross, the very last words that he said, it is finished. What's finished? The work is completed. All the things that I had to do to bring man back to God, to redeem man, to bring a grace, to bring the Father back, to bring healing back, to bring deliverance back, to bring prosperity back, all the things that was given to man, the blessing. I'm going to decree the blessing. I want the blessing to be restored in your life. The Bible says, and he blessed them. He blessed them and gave them dominance, gave them dominion over the beasts of the field. Oh, he gave them dominions over the flower, over the tree. He gave them dominion over sickness. He gave them dominion over allergy. I said he gave them dominion over allergy. Oh, yes, he did. He gave them dominion over allergy. You got allergy? Well, God can restore. He's a God of restoration. I tell you, in the book of Exodus, I want to share this with you. Let's listen. This is non-rehearsed. I said this is non-rehearsed. Listen, this is just right off the cuff. You hear me? This is off the cuff. And as I'm ministering to you, God is ministering to me. This is right off the cuff. All right. So Exodus 23:20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice and provoke him not. For he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is with him. I want to show you something here. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemy and an adversary to your adversary. Now, I want to show you something here. This is the thing that, you know, the Lord got my attention. The very last verse. And, oh, my God. He said, I will drive them out from before thee in 1 year. No, that ain't it. Here it go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. He said, thou shalt make no covenant with the enemy, nor with their God. They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For thou serve their God, there will surely be a snare unto thee. And you know what God said? God said, I will bless your bread and I will bless your water. I will bless your bread and I will bless your water. Do you understand what that means? That means you ain't got to worry about allergy. You ain't got to worry about disease. You ain't got to worry about bursitis. You ain't got to worry about arthritis. You ain't got to worry about cancer. You ain't got to worry about disease. Not if you're connected. The Bible says it's the spirit that raised Jesus from the grave dwelling you. I said, if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if he dwells in you, guess what? That's dynamo, dynamite, dynamos. That's power. Listen, if you get in God, if your partnership with God, I said, if your partnership with God, if you learn how to network with God, if you live for God, if you learn how to be in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, if you're in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, I tell you, you can survive anything. No sickness can hold you. No disease can hold you. You got power. You got dynamite. You got dynamo. You got the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost. You got to shake it up. You got to be born again. You got to get filled. Listen, I said the fire hot. I said the fire hot. You know how you touch that hot stove when the fire hot? Bam! Boy, when that fire hot, I tell you, you got to snatch your hand back. But this fire, you got to jump in. I say you got to jump into the fire because the fire is hot. Yes, bro. Pastor Kearney, your host that love you the most, the anointed one. He's the host. But this is Apostle Reuben Skinner coming live from South Jamaica, New York, right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. The effectual, the fervent prayer of the righteous. I said the effectual in the fervent prayer of the righteous. So, people, if I were you, I'll call the station, 563-999-3030. I'll get that request in. I'll get that request in because the Bible said that there's two or three gathered in my name. So we got people that's live. I said we got people that's live that's taking your request. The fire is hot. The prayer is hot. We're in the prayer of agreement. We want to agree with you. We want to touch in faith. The Bible said without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. That he is what? That he is God. And that he's what? A rewarder of those that diligently seek him. The Bible says, seek ye me while I'm near. Let the righteous forsake, let the unrighteous forsake his way. Oh, come on, people. It's time. The fire is here. I said, the fire is here and the fire is hot. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we thank you for being an awesome God. We thank you for being a God that's real. We thank you for being a God that is not the figment of our imagination. We thank you for a God that's not philosophy. We thank you for a God that's not an occult. We thank you for a God that's not mind over matter. We thank you for a God. Lord, you said that my hands are not short that they cannot save, neither are my ears heavy that they can't hear. Oh, God, but your sins that separated you from your God. So if your sins have separated you, the fire is hot. I said the fire is hot. There are prayer people listening to take your request. I don't care what it is. I don't care what the stronghold is. I don't care what the bondage is. I don't care what you're entangled in. We serve a God that can untangle it. I don't care what the snare is. We serve a God that can spring that trap. We don't care how deep the depth and level of the fall. We got a God that can rescue you. We got a God that writes the script. We got a God that can create a miracle. We got a God that can create the way out. Listen, it might be hard for you. It might be blinding to you. You might not be able to see the way out, but he is the way out. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. Oh, God, Jesus said that my word is spirit and my word is life. My word is spirit and my word is life. So you know what prayer is? Prayer is life. You know why prayer is life? Because life is ongoing and prayer is ongoing. And every moment of the day, there's a need to be fulfilled. I said every moment of the day, there's a situation. There's a tragedy. There's an offense. There's an offense. There's always a situation. There's always an enemy that's rising up against you. Jesus said, even so, offense must come. Offense must come, but woe be to the person that causes the offense. Listen, we're going to condemn those that speak against us in judgment. But right now, this is the time for breakthrough. I said, this is the time for breakthrough. This is the time to get your prayer heard. Oh, this is the time to get your prayer heard. Listen, I appreciate him. I appreciate him. He's a loving God. He's a compassionate God. He's an awesome God. Listen, people don't even know what awesome is. People don't even know what terrible is. Listen, he's a God that all the words in Webster Dictionary, even the new words that we're learning, even words that's being added on to the dictionary, they got this thing called AI. And AI is supposed to super exceed anything that we do. I tell you, but I don't care about AI. I don't care about Siri and all these other things that you speak to. God is above all these things. God put it in our hearts and in our minds and in our imagination to be able to create. But we serve a God that he can answer your prayer before they pray. We have a God. We serve a God that know the need. I said, we serve a God that know the need. By his stripes you're healed. I said, by his stripes you're healed. He's a burden bearer. He's a heart regulator, a heavy heart fixer. I don't care what it is. Somebody walked out on you and you failed to press. Somebody walked out on you and your soul is torn. The pain is real. And there's no remedy. The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. What that means? God gave you the power. God gave you the power over a broken heart. You just lost a loved one and you're grieving. You're hurt. I tell you something, God can supernaturally give you peace. My brother lost his wife 2 weeks ago, and he's basking in the joy of the Lord. Oh, I tell you, God is real. When I lost my mother, he gave me peace. When I lost my father, he gave me peace. When I lost three brothers, he gave me peace. When I lost my sister, he gave me peace. When I lost a son, he gave me peace. You know why? He's a heart regulator. He said, my peace I give unto you. My peace I give to you. He said, the peace I give is not the peace as the world gives. Oh, no, God is not an Indian giver. God is not limited in peace. God is not limited in breakthrough. God is not limited in healing. God is not limited in substance. The Bible says that the cattle upon a thousand hills belong to him. David said, I've been young. Now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. I tell you, Pastor Kern, it's about time for you to step up to the mic. It's time for you to take it back. You know why? Because it's time. I tell you, for those of you out there in radio land, he's an awesome God. Did you know that Jesus is alive and well? Did you know that Jesus is watching? The Bible says that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro through the whole earth in search of a man to show. I believe, she said, above the clouds, the smallest prayer is heard. Hando to go shy. Hando to go shy. The apostle extends his hand. The apostle extends his hand. The apostle extends his hand as Jesus is speaking. And I speak peace. I speak peace. Yeah, Pastor Perry is yours. It belongs to you. Take the mic back.
Hold up. We got the heart. Oh, never mind. I got the heart. just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'll open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory for all he has done. Oh, come, worship the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for each and every one of you. We're really going through some things today. Hallelujah. One of my nieces passed this morning, and I'm sort of having a time right here trying to keep it together, but I know greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. I thank God for my family. And you know, I think all of the people that God has put in my life, and I thank God that, you know, I had four sisters and it was four of us that lived until adulthood, and you know, we would get angry with each other from time to time, and we would stop speaking for a good 4 or 5 hours. But this thing about going to bed mad with each other and making, stopping, saying, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. And of course we would say that, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. And then one of us would call the other one and say, hey, did you really mean that? So yeah, I meant it when I said it, but you know, I got over it already. Did you get over it? They say, well, yeah, I got over it too. So let's talk. That's the way my sisters and I did with each other. And that must have something to do with the message that I've got for today. And when I talked to Reverend Kerner earlier today, I was about to jump out the bed because I told me, you know, I was excited about getting here today for the message. And so let's go to St. John chapter. Oh, by the way, my niece that passed was Sister Charlene Bass King, that used to sing, lead singer for Bad Sisters and Company. Lead sister for Bad Sisters and Company. And she gave her phone number to one of her friends last month and told her that if anything happens to me, she was going to go into surgery. And she said, if anything happens to me, call my Aunt Carrie and tell her. So, and I've been trying to keep it together ever since this morning when I found out she passed this morning. Okay, now let's go to St. John chapter 3. St. John chapter 3. And we're going to start reading at verse 1. And it says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. Hallelujah. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hear the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of the Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak what we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as I open my mouth, you open our hearts that we can receive your word. For us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to use for subject. Don't y'all fall out now. Don't fall out. We're going to use for a subject. Let's get rid of the Bible. What do you think? We were talking. I was talking with my brother this week, and we was talking about the things that go on in church. And we was talking about how people used to honor God's house. But people don't honor God's house anymore. We were talking about how people behave in the house of God and all of the things that really go on. And I look at how my pastor behaved. My pastor live the very best he knows how to live. A matter of fact, even when he's not in church, he lives as though he's in church. And, boo, he can play a bass guitar. Lord, I love to hear that man play that bass guitar. Hallelujah. It's something that he gets out of it when he plays that music that comes Not out of that guitar. He can take that left hand and put some sport on that guitar. But the spirit, before it comes out of that bass guitar, it comes out of his heart. And you can tell there's anointing on him when he stands up to preach. He's a young man in his 40s. As a matter of fact, early on years ago, he was electrocuted. He was struck by lightning. And most people that were struck like he was struck die. They don't come back from it. But he came back from it. And I looked at the way he treated his little wife. And how he carries his life. It's usually the older people that try to live a life in front of the younger folk that say that we are disciples of Christ. And I'm not talking about a denomination. Yeah, where we belong to church at is called Church of Christ, Disciples of Christ, but I'm not talking about a denomination. When I say disciple of Christ, I'm talking about somebody that closely follows Jesus. I look at the way Jesus was talking to Nicodemus. Now, he was supposed to be a ruler of the Jews, but see, we might as well get rid of the Bible, because who's living by anymore anyway? We look at Nicodemus didn't know how he was supposed to behave, because he didn't have the New Testament to look at, to go back and try to follow and see what Peter and all of them people wrote, the book of Acts where the church was created. Nicodemus didn't have that. Hallelujah. But we look now at the way people behave in the church. And like when I was a young Christian and was going to church before I got saved, you know, I was just like a lot of people are now, church folks. See, that's what they are now. And then I listened to that song that people sing all the time, I'm a sinner saved by grace. If you're a sinner, you're not come up here to this phone, listen real good. If you're a sinner, you are not saved by grace. If you are saved by grace, you are a saint. A saint and a sinner is two different things. A saint is somebody that follows Christ, which is a disciple of Christ. They live their life the best they can, the same way that Jesus lived. When Jesus picked up his foot out of the sand, we put our foot down in there. We try to step in his tracks to live the way Jesus lived. See, everybody from time to time makes a misstep. Sometimes their tongue take off and start talking before the brain crank up. Hallelujah, but let's get rid of the Bible, because you see, we look at what the people are doing now in the church. We have in the Church of Christ, the Disciples of Christ, what they call mothers of the church, and that's what my brother and I were talking about yesterday. He wanted to know what the different roles were in the church, and I was telling him, okay, because my brother is 86 years old, and he was talking about he being out there going with, he went with his mother to church starting when he was about 5 years old, that he can remember what was going on. Hallelujah, but we can see now when people do stuff now, and we start looking back at the people that's in charge of the church, that's where we have to start to look, because that's where the teaching comes down from. Hallelujah, we try to teach folks what they need to know. But I look back in the Bible, and there's very few places that I can see where Jesus set anybody down. We see, hallelujah, that Saul, hallelujah, that first king, hallelujah, in the Bible, that hallelujah, we see that the only way he was set down was because God didn't tell him to stop acting. He didn't tell him he couldn't be king no more. But what happened was God's anointing left him. Hallelujah. And the spirit of Satan took over. Hallelujah. But they just said, we're going to shut you down. And then we see somebody that's sitting over there. Hallelujah. Say, well, we're going to watch him for a while. But while you watching him, who going to watch you? Hallelujah. We see. Hallelujah. When you make a mistake, we see in the church now. Hallelujah. When somebody make a mistake. Hallelujah. What we need to do is pray for that person and then tell, hallelujah, the person to do like Jesus said, go and sin no more. But we don't tell them to go and sin no more. We want to shut them down somewhere. Hallelujah. And then we look and we see that people mess up, and I see there was this man named Michael English. He was a gospel singer. Hallelujah. He sung hallelujah for the Lord. And he stepped out on his wife and got a baby outside his marriage. And we see that all those folks that was, and he used to sing for the Gator Vocal Band. Hallelujah. And I see, hallelujah, that he stepped out on his wife and he got a baby outside. Hallelujah, his marriage. And all of those people, hallelujah, that was in church, instead of getting around him and putting their arms around him and praying for him and lifting him up for the Lord. Hallelujah, they said, let's take him down. We not going to buy his music no more. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And even the people outside the church, because it's a lot of people outside the church, hallelujah, that buy gospel music, hallelujah, country music, and all of those kinds of music they buy, hallelujah, but when you fall, hallelujah, instead of the saints getting around that person and praying and lifting that person up, hallelujah, they try to take them down. Then there was this lady named Sandy Patty, hallelujah, she fell, hallelujah, had an affair outside of her marriage, instead of the saints getting around her and lifting her up, hallelujah. But oh, let me go back up and tell you what happened to Michael English. God, hallelujah, listened to his prayer when he fell on his knees before the Lord. That Lord forgave him for what he did and made him greater than he was before he had failed into sin. But the people still weren't planning on forgiving him. But I'm here to tell you that God made him greater than he was before he sinned. Sandy Patty, hallelujah, came and fell before the Lord when she messed up. Hallelujah. And the people said, we're not going to buy her music. All of her music just dried up. Hallelujah. Because you see, they were busy judging her. And it was just like those people, hallelujah, that brought the woman, hallelujah, and threw her down in front of the Lord. Hallelujah. And said this woman was caught in the very act. Hallelujah, of adultery. Hallelujah, she was caught in the very act. But Sandy Patty knew where she had left from. So she run back to the Lord, and she told the Lord, Father, I have messed up. Lord, I want you to forgive me. So let's get rid of the church. Because, see, the church have gotten holier than God. Hallelujah. God forgives. And God lifts up. And God keeps loving. But the church take you down. And the church won't let you get back up. But I'm here to tell you, but Sandy Patty stood back up, and when she stood up, she was greater than she started out. But let me tell you something. Hallelujah. A whole lot of folks was a whole lot restored out. And when I said let's throw away the Bible, all of them people that was in the Bible, when we look at Jacob, Jacob was a cheater. Hallelujah. So let's throw him out of the Bible. We don't need to follow him. Hallelujah. Why would we follow him? Hallelujah. But he was held up as an example. Hallelujah. Peter had this temple. Hallelujah. Peter wrote some books in the Bible. Hallelujah. But we need to throw him out of the Bible because he even, hallelujah, he even denied Christ. He looked, hallelujah, and cursed. Hallelujah. When they said, don't you know, hallelujah, don't you know Jesus? He cursed and said, no, I don't know the man. Hallelujah. So we need to get rid of him. Why do we need, hallelujah, to follow Peter? Hallelujah. We look at David. Hallelujah. King David. Hallelujah. Why do we need to follow King David? He wrote all them songs, them songs of praise. We don't need to read all them songs of praise. We need to throw him out of the Bible. Hallelujah, we need to throw him out. Because why would we follow a man, hallelujah, that looked over there and ordered that woman to come over there to his kingdom so he could rape her and then take her and have a baby with her and have her husband killed. And he was supposed to have been out there fighting the war with her husband. Hallelujah. But hallelujah. But the Bible turned around then on the end said David was a man after God's own heart. Because you see, David had sense enough to repent and understand that he sinned against God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then Noah got skunk drunk. Hallelujah. God used Noah. Hallelujah. Listen, God used Noah to build an ark to save the people. Hallelujah. To start the people over again. Hallelujah. God used Noah. But we so holy, we can't forgive him because he got skunk drunk. Hallelujah. We're going to look at him cock at it. Hallelujah. Then we're going to look at Paul. Started out to be a Saul, another Saul. He was Saul of Tarsus, you see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul was a murderer. Hallelujah. He held a coat for the people while they killed a Christian. He was on his way on the Damascus Road. He was going down. Hallelujah. To Damascus. He was on the Damascus Road when the donkey threw him off. Hallelujah, because the donkey had more sense than he did. And then Saul when he got blinded. Hallelujah, he got blinded. When he got blinded, hallelujah, then somebody had to lead him around. They had to lead him down and had to have Ananias to lay hands on his eyes. Hallelujah. I don't even know whether I would have, if God directly hadn't told me to lay hands on his eyes, I'd have left him walking around blind. And a whole lot of us would have done that same thing. Hallelujah. But see, God, he prayed and God forgave him. Ananias laid hands on his eyes and God forgave him. You see, hallelujah. And Gideon was insecure. Hallelujah. You got all this faith. How come you standing up before God? How come you feeling so insecure? Then you got Miriam. She walking around gossiping about everybody, and especially her brother Moses, that God had called to lead his children out of Israel. Now, don't get me wrong. Moses had his thing, too. But God used him, you see. And Moses had sense enough to know who God was and to know that he needed to bow before the Lord. Hallelujah. But we need to throw all this stuff out. Why would we need to honor Moses? Hallelujah. After after what he did. And then Martha walked around worried about everything. Hallelujah. And then Thomas, hallelujah, he even doubted the Christ. Hallelujah. After the Christ went to the cross and died for him. Hallelujah. Then he, hallelujah, was going to doubt whether or not he did it. Sarah was impatient. She couldn't wait for her husband, for God to fix her womb so she could get pregnant and fix her husband so he could impregnate her. She had to go pull somebody else in and then mistreat that lady. And what about Elijah? He was moody. Hallelujah. Mary Magdalene was a hooker. Hallelujah. And Moses. Hallelujah. God tried to send him down to Israel to talk to the king. Hallelujah. To tell him to set his people free. But he couldn't even tell him. He had to stutter. Hallelujah. 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 We got to think about, hallelujah, all these people. Hallelujah. And what about, you might be too short to even look to see. You can't see Jesus because you're standing too far down behind everybody else. Hallelujah, like Zacchaeus was. Hallelujah. Abraham was a liar, and he was old. Hallelujah. And Lazarus was dead, but God still used him. Hallelujah. When Jesus called him forth, he came out of the grave. Hallelujah. That to be obedient to Eve. Adam and Eve were sneaky. Hallelujah. So let's throw the Bible out, because see, all of these folks did what they wanted to do. They didn't want to do what God told them to do. They had their own way of doing things. Hallelujah. All these folks was in the Bible. So why we got to listen to them? So I tell you what, people, hallelujah, people walk around, they play in the pulpit now. It used to be when I was a child, you couldn't walk in the pulpit unless you was ordained or consecrated. But now the children get back up there and they play in the pulpit. Hallelujah. On the communion table, they just said anything on the communion table. Hallelujah. Where you serve the blood of Jesus and his body. It's not, they don't care. Men walk in the church right now with the hats on the head. They don't take it. When I was a child, they took that. When they stepped into the vestibule, they took the hats off the head, even before they got into the sanctuary now. But they don't honor the house of God. Hallelujah. So they throw away the Bible. Hallelujah. Why you got to honor the Bible? Hallelujah. Because with all of these people in the Bible that ain't doing what you think they ought to do. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you what. And it ain't going to be long. We're going to have to listen to what God said. Hallelujah. And you're going to be searching the scripture. Just like those people in the Bible where they said they searched the scripture daily to see if these things that was being taught were so. So we need to search the scripture daily. See if what God says so, and honor God's house and honor God's will. Hallelujah, and hold the scripture up because it's God's will. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we honor you. Hallelujah. Lord, we glorify you in the name of Jesus. Lord, Lord, bless the Bass family. In the King family, in the passing of Charlene King, God. You bless the Lord. Lord, bless me. Lord, let me stand to hold these children up, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, help me to hold this family up, God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We praise you. And Lord, we do honor you. For us in Jesus' name we pray. Oh, and then let me back up. If you're not saved today, I want you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Tell him, Lord, I messed up. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, I come to you and give you my life today. That, Lord, that's all I got to give you. But, Lord, that's all you asked for. You told me to accept Jesus as your, is my Lord and Savior. So that's what I'm doing. Lord, save me. In Jesus' name. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. We'll see you next week right back here. I come up there. On the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
What a word, what a word. Elder Curry Hurst, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, to God be the glory. We certainly thank you so much for that powerful word on today. Be sure to join Elder Curry Hurst every Tuesday at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one gorgeous station in the world.
It's gorgeous music. And you caught it first on The Wave.
Catch The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Hello. This is Elder Carol Hatch, Pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry on NFI Gospel Radio Network. I'm inviting you to come and listen to me on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. every week. And it, I am so excited, and Word of Deliverance means that if you are bound down with something and you want to get free, just come and get a word from the Lord, because we try to say exactly what the Lord say. I'm inviting you to come on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. Come and catch the wave in Jesus' name.
Be sure to join Elder Carrie Hurst, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Let me go way back. Lord, I didn't realize you always seem to want to give up. But I'm here today to tell you, don't give up. Hold on and be strong. Because you can't make it without the Lord. But let me tell you what I did. I tried to do things on my own. But everything I tried to do just didn't